Heidi Howe is a retired captain for the Washoe County Sheriff's Office and is running for sheriff this election. She has also recently sued the sheriff's office for gender discrimination. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano talked to Howe to break it all down.
Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Before we get into your campaign, we have to talk about the fact that you are now suing the Washoe County Sheriff's Office and the current sheriff, Chuck Allen, a story that the Reno Gazette Journal broke. Why are you suing?
Well, I'm not going to talk about the details of the case. I'm going to let that play out the way it's supposed to. But a lot of people know that the complaint is out there if people want to go out there and read what's in it. And I would encourage them to do so. It'll let them know what's really going on. The issues that are in that complaint is nothing new. It's been going on for decades. I have to look at what I am and what I'm saying my message is and holding myself true to that. For folks that don't understand, there are deadlines that come into play, and I had to make a very difficult decision on whether to file or let it go forever. I think it's my obligation as a leader to stick my neck out there and try and protect employees that work in the agency, and I made that decision.
So you're suing the organization you want to be the leader of. Is that a conflict of interest? Are you concerned about the optic of your campaign?
Well, obviously there's going to be people who are going to agree or disagree with what I'm doing. Ultimately, it's about fixing the culture and what's occurring there. If I'm the sheriff there, I can fix it.
Let's talk about your campaign. Tell me about an experience you've had in law enforcement that has prepared you for this role.
The biggest piece that I would say prepared me was being the captain of the jail. It's half the budget, almost half the staff, has an average daily population of approximately 1,100 inmates a day. And it's like running a small city. Doing that was a massive responsibility and something that I embraced and loved doing. And being the sheriff, very, very similar to that. It's understanding the agency as a whole, which being around it for 26 years, and 20 of those years I was a sergeant, lieutenant, and a captain, meaning in a supervisory role. But now I want to take that background experience and convert that over into being the leader of an organization.
So there's been concerns about how inmates are treated in Washoe County Detention Center. What will you do to improve the situation?
The biggest thing that we need to be tackling is the training of our staff. We need to invest in our people and make sure that we are providing them scenario-based training in order to make better decisions and how they interact with the inmate population up front. And what I've seen over the years is that when budgets are cut, training budgets are typically one of the first that go. And then in order to save money and show that you've provided some training in particular areas, they'll put it on a video platform, which I don't believe really teaches people how to process their own emotions and adrenaline when they're in a difficult situation. Scenario training does a better job of that. So you can actually see somebody kind of under pressure and a little bit of stress and how they are reacting.
What kind of support do you plan to provide for inmates who do have mental illness?
There is a thing called the National Health Services Corps, which trains people kind of in an internship situation for different medical and mental health professions. What I would like is if we could make the jail a training site for the National Health Services Corps, and then we'd be able to have more new people come in and work with our inmate population, and if we're lucky, keep some of those individuals in our community on a more permanent basis.
That was Heidi Howe, a candidate in the running for sheriff. This is KUNR News. I'm Stephanie Serrano. Thanks for joining me, Heidi.
Thank you.